You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in Vancouver's local music scene? Then join CITR's Music Collective. We handle all things music, from setting, taken down, and just enjoying live performances to archiving. Join the collective to hang out with like-minded, music-obsessed folks. Open to everyone, no experience necessary. For Word on the Street podcasts and more info about the collective, visit CITR.ca and email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Hello, we are broadcasting from UBC, University of British Columbia, on unceded Musqueam territory. And this is the Music Collective for CITR 101.9. I'm Isaac. Isia.
Hi, I'm Isia. I am from the Music Collective as well. I'm a first year art student, and yeah, I'm just here.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Ethan. I'm a first-year student at Sauder, part of the Music Collective. Super passionate about music and here to talk about that today.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm friends with ICO, who is in the Music Collective, and I'm in a band and I really like music, so that's cool.
Okay, Eric's just fixing my headphones. Okay, thanks. So what do you guys want to start off with? Do you want to just say sort of how you got interested into CITR or the Music Collective in general? I'll just go first. So I'm just going to tell my story of how I pretty much joined CITR. So in the summer, I went to a concert, Kendrick and Travis. And when I was on the floor, I saw Nardwuar. And like, if you're a part of CITR, everybody knows who Nardwuar is, the human serviette. So I saw Nardwuar and I'm a huge fan. I'm watching his interviews and obviously he's from here, so it's a big deal because there's not a lot of super famous people related to music from Vancouver. And I just went up to him and then I just said, oh, I'm a huge fan. Can I get a picture with you? And he's like, absolutely, right? And then I'm like, okay, thanks so much. And I just like, took a picture and he did the whole like pointing at you thing, and after that, first semester, I didn't really think too much about CITR, but eventually I literally emailed Nardwuar, and then I was like, how do I get more involved with the music scene in Vancouver, like, what can I do? And then he emailed me back within, like, 24 hours, and he's like, hello, and then he says, oh yeah, join CITR, like, just come down and just talk, and like, get involved. I'm like, okay. And then I did, and now I'm here. So yeah. That's what happened to me. How about you, Isia?
I was just gonna say that story is probably a lot more interesting than most of ours, but I just like, yeah. When I was coming to UBC, I googled like music related clubs, and like CITR came up, BVP came up, and I know performing is scary, so I'm like, I'll go to the radio. And I remember the first day I walked in, again, Nardwuar. I knew he was from Vancouver, but I didn't realize he did stuff here at like UBC, and he went here and he started his career here. So I like walk in, yeah. And he's just sitting on the couches on his phone. And I'm like, where am I? I don't know how this is happening. And yeah, that was a good start. And I got a tour and like no one seemed to care. Everyone was like, oh yeah, whatever, it's Nardwuar. And I was like, it's Nardwuar. And yeah, so I just did that. And I actually was like, I'm going to write for Discorder, and talking is scary, but somehow I ended up on the radio, so yeah, it's been a good time.
So yeah, my name's Ethan. This is actually just my second show, but as I said earlier, I'm from Dubai. I used to be super into the music scene there. That's not saying much because there is no music scene in Dubai. It's a couple people with guitars pretty much. So coming to Vancouver, hearing about BVP, CITR, I felt like it would be a really cool way to get involved, you know, to like actually be a part of someone's musical journey. Look at local artists, see how they get from, you know, like pure obscurity to like stardom. And so, yeah, I've got a friend called Killian, super swell guy. He's part of the Music Collective. He's in a bunch of my classes. He said he's part of a club, only takes 2 hours a week of time commitment. You got to interview musicians, go on the radio. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. And now I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm Megan, and I'm also from Dubai, like Ethan. And yeah, the music scene is pretty dead. But I was part of BVP, and they do a lot of like events and open mic jam sessions, I don't know, with CITR. So that's how I kind of joined very recently. Like, this is the first time on air.
Yeah, and we met like tabling for a show.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, the Diet Sick show that we talked about on the show on Tuesday. Weekend. Yeah, literally, that's where we met. And then we're like, I remember me and Brenna were like, there's a third girl. Who is she? And then she showed up and we're like, she's cool. And we got like vegan food. It was a good night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we met.
I feel pretty lucky because aside from the Nardwuar thing, the reason why I'm in the Music Collective is just because of Jonah, because I met him at a frat in November. And then I just remember like at the start of the year on his story, he was like, tune in 101.9. I'm like, oh, you're in the music collective? I just joined CITR. He's like, yeah. I'm like, can I come by? And then now I'm here, and it's been like almost 2 months now, month and a half. So, yeah. What else are we going to talk about today? Brockhampton and SoundCloud. But do you want to play a song now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we're going to play a song for you guys. What do you have in mind?
I'm going to play... well, we just mentioned Brockhampton, so I'm just going to play a very chill, short Brockhampton song at the moment. It's
for
called
sure.
Tupac, but it's two, the number.
Yeah.
Pac, all caps.
Yeah, just like the rapper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I sell prescriptions, been my pill addiction. Fuck the damn detectives, I'ma call the reverend. I know she praying for me, but I'm in the shadows. Hella drugs and ammo, kicking doors my MO. I got some bad habits, I do some shit I shouldn't. My life is on the scale, I know the angels on me. All my dead homies, I know they waiting on me. Selling dope from out your house, I know you praying for me. I know you used to trust me, I miss the chicken nuggets and the kisses from you. Damn, I miss you. Take it back, feel like a monster, feel like a deadhead zombie. Feelings you don't want me, I ain't giving up. You should set it off, tell me time's up. Let the water run, let my body run.
Probably the right decision. Pick up, listen up if you wanna get rich. No sleep, how real bad man, wake up.
I found false hope in all kind of places. Hotel rooms and temporary feelings. I put my clothes on and try to check out. I try to hide from the sun, let it set now. Don't let God see me, I got a lot of demons. And I've been sleeping with them. And now I'm tangled in the sheets and sinking deeper with them. I'm going deeper in it. Find me drowning in it.
They said, do you make mistakes or do you make a change? Or do you draw the line for when it's better days? We taste the wind for when it's cold enough to kill our flame. I wonder who's to blame. They ask me, do you make mistakes or do you make a change? Or do you draw the line for when it's better days? We taste the wind for when it's cold enough to kill our flame. I wonder who's to blame.
trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job, but I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Hello, we're back. This is Isaac. We just played a couple songs for you. We had Tupac by Brockhampton. We also played Bleach by Brockhampton. And we killed Video Killed the Radio Store. And now we're going to talk about Brockhampton because we're obsessed. So are all of us going to the show? Are you going to the show?
I am also going to the show.
Okay. February 26th.
Yeah, next.
It's going to be so good.
Monday at the Vogue Theater. So I guess I'll start off, like, how did you guys hear about Brockhampton in the first place?
I think I was just, like, on Twitter, and I think it was the first single they put out for Saturation One, I think, was Face. It was, so it was like they put that out, and someone was like, check out Brockhampton. I'm like, what's that? So I watched a music video, and at first it was just, like, their music videos alone that I was like, wow, these are really good. And and then I was just like patiently waiting for Saturation One to come out, and then I just became obsessed, and it was like my album of the summer, and then I was like putting out another one, and it was just like a wild moment.
How would you?
Well, I think I found out about like Kevin Abstract on Instagram or something, and then I listened to American Boyfriend, and then it kind of just like led to knowing who they are and listening to them. Yeah. Instagram.
I think, honestly, I heard about it through Anthony Fantano. Like, I think that is what happened, and I saw it initially, but usually, like, because I watch a lot of his videos, but when I see a group I don't know, I won't always click on it. But I think it was Yellow Flannel, right? I think it was. I think Saturation One was Yellow Flannel, and I was like, oh, whenever I see the flannel, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna click, and then I did. I didn't really actually get into them until, like, more into the school year. Like after Saturation 2 was out as well, and then like when I listen to music, like I try to listen to like the album as a whole, but like Brockhampton is just like every time I listen to like a song, it was like there was almost no misses, like on the whole trilogy. I found like honestly, like I could listen to any of them all the way through and like not feel like, oh, I kind of want to skip this song, and just interchange between them. I think like what's so impressive is how they went from just, you know, being like a bunch of people not that much older than us, and they all moved to a house and then had three albums in a year. It's just, I don't know, I think that's unprecedented. Like, I haven't really heard of like a group do that before. And also, like, the style that they're doing it is just like they're redefining like boy band and how like everybody is like a piece of the puzzle, right?
I just think, like, because they're born of the internet and they're completely independent and can basically do whatever they want, it's just, like, made their music so much interesting, and, like, they don't adhere to, like, I guess, common rules. Like, how they have, like, the track at the Bareface track at the end of every album that's just, like, kind of a ballad and is, like, emotional and completely different from the rest, and, like, their interludes and just all the, like, little, like, the fact that they release so many albums. Like, there's other bands who do that, like, I think Jonah brought this up a while ago, like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard had like five albums last year.
That's true.
But like, common, like it's just not a common thing. And I don't know, it's just like, especially how I said I found them at the beginning. Shout out to Jana Jajarmi, she's outside right now. but how I found them during the summer, it's like the time before university. So like, I link that album to like a very weird specific time, and it's just like, you know when that happens, like you link music to a very specific time in your life, and like since the Saturation era is so long, it's just like all of first year university is Saturation.
Yeah.
So Isaac, you used the word unprecedented, and I think that's the perfect word to describe them. I mean, they call themselves a boy band, and like how often do you hear that? You know, so personally, I listened to Brockhampton for the first time on Tuesday.
Yeah.
At about 5 o'clock when the show ended, and we were like, okay, we're gonna talk about Brockhampton on Thursday. I'd heard a couple songs, but I went home, I kind of like immersed myself in them, listened to all three albums back to back, and I feel like once you do that, you realize just how varied it is. You know, there's like this flow from one track to the next where they go from like highs to lows. It's such a broad emotional spectrum. I think it's really, really easy to fall deep into, you know, like the music that they make. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think like the reason why they stand out so much too is like they call themselves a boy band, but when you think of a boy band, you think of like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, and it's just like a bunch of white guys, right? But they have everybody.
Yeah, it's
like
so
they
diverse.
Have every like everybody on all races, you know, like, and then you have Kevin who's gay too. Like you haven't really had, I mean, aside from I guess Odd Future, but Frank wasn't like super open at that point. He wasn't open.
I don't think so.
He never opened when he was in Odd Future, right? Yeah. So it's like you never had like a group where like the lead singer of the boy band is like a guy who's gay and he's black too, so it's like it's a big deal. I think it really like
especially in like the rap community, like you know, you see that
I mean, like, yeah, he's really pretty vocal about that.
Yeah, they definitely address that in their songs. I'm paraphrasing, but there is a one line where he goes, why do you always rap about being gay? Because not enough people rap and be gay.
Yeah.
I think just the fact that he's out there putting that message out there, you know, that's something for young people to look up to, to aspire to.
My favorite thing is, like, you know those reaction videos on YouTube? Yeah. There's, like, reacting to Brockhampton for the first time. It's always junky, and you always see, like, I love seeing all the people, like, get uncomfortable at that line. They're like, whoa, they, like, stop, and they're like, whoa, what did he say? And they're, like, try to figure it out. And
yeah, so funny.
I know, I'm like, relax, like, it doesn't matter, but it's just funny to me. But yeah, they're just very unapologetic, and, like, talking about Fantano, as you mentioned, how, like, you found them through him. He, like, said how they're greater than the sum of their parts, which, like, I agree with, which I don't think happens with a lot of groups. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, the idea of a super group sounds, like, appealing, but then once you put all these people together, it doesn't necessarily mean they have the chemistry, but, like, they really have good chemistry, even though their solo stuff is really cool, and we'll probably play some of it later. But
yeah, we will. Yeah,
shout out to Fangs by Matt Champion. It's a good song.
But I think for me, because I've listened to rap quite a bit, like, this might be a, like, stretching a bit, but, like, I, like, compare them to Wu-Tang Clan for sure. Just because I feel like there hasn't been a group in our generation that has showed that cohesiveness that the Wu-Tang Clan did, because, like, they would just bounce off each other so well. I know, like, there are other groups, like, there has been Odd Future, and there's ASAP Mob and stuff like that, but I never felt like, I felt like, okay, they're good, but I never felt like there was that, like, gel. And with Brockhampton, I feel like they have that somehow, like, they found that.
And, like, with, sorry, like, groups like Odd Future, like, I love all the members, like, separately probably more than I like them as a group, but, like, Brockhampton for me is the opposite.
Yeah. What stands out to me about Brockhampton is that every member is an individual. They're so different from each other, but somehow they come together and the sound works.
Yeah. Anything to say? No?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, like, I think I'm the only one who's seen them live, like, before, but they're so good live, and, like, that's probably the craziest crowd I've been in. It was just, like, I couldn't see anything. Like, my glasses fell. I thought it was the end of my sight, but someone found them. It was it was really good. Yeah. And they're just, like, such odd characters. Like, we're waiting in line, and, like, Merlin walks by in these, like, patchy jean shorts. Like, I don't know how to explain. They're, like, a quilt of jean, like, baggy jean shorts. And, like, I don't know, Kevin walks by, and he's like, I need directions. And, like, people, like, pull out their Google Maps. And I'm not the only one who's seen Brockhampton in the flesh. Megan has a much more interesting story.
It was a very awkward story. So I was in L.A., and, my aunt was driving, actually, and then we pulled over to the side, and we were outside. We were on Fairfax, like, outside the golf store, and there was a Brockhampton poster for Saturation 3. Because it was coming out that night, and I was like, oh, cool, like, Saturation 3 is gonna be good. And then, like, 2 seconds later, like, Ramil and Kiko and Nick just walked, stroll by, like, in the sunlight, like, unfazed, and I, like, the window's down, so they, like, see me, like, half freaking out, and it's, I, like, try and take a photo, but they see me, and it's really weird, so I just...
You didn't ask for a picture?
No, and then my aunt, who, like, doesn't even know who they are, she sees me freaking out, and she does, like, the sup nod to Kiko. She's like, sup, like, yeah, acknowledge each other as people, and I'm just like, no, they're superhuman, like, But, yeah, it's weird seeing them in the flesh and as real people.
Yeah. No, I think definitely when you go to shows, like, these people that you look up to so much, they really become humanized to you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're just another person. Like, yeah, you admire them a lot, but it's really, I think it's really important to see, oh, like, they're just as human as you are, and, like, they're, I mean, I've never had a bad experience with an artist. So, like, every time I go, it's, like, if I've met them, they're, like, such nice, down-to-earth people, so that's really, like, reassuring, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to Brockhampton, don't be afraid to say hi.
Blue.
Yeah, I'm literally... paint myself blue. I'm getting a jumpsuit. I'm gonna be at the front of the line. Like, you'll see us.
Yeah,
say hi to us. They're gonna be big. Like, I think after this tour, they're gonna start going to bigger venues.
They're playing so many festivals too. This
stuff.
They're playing like Leeds and Reading.
Yeah.
And they're playing, or Reading and Leeds, and like, I don't know what the order is. And like Blues Fest in Ottawa. And it's about to be.
They went from 50k listeners a month to 2 million after Sat 3, I think. They just finally, like, hit it. It's so good to see, though. But it's just, like, the thing, though, is, like, I'm happy they're being more successful, but I want them to stay in smaller venues. But
yeah, like, I'm happy I got to. Yeah. The Vogue is like good though.
No, the Vogue will be good.
The stage will actually be high enough to see them this time, so that'll be good.
Yeah. So do you want to play Fangs then?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
So this is Matt Champion from Brockhampton's solo song Fangs, which is
beautiful song.
Beautiful. Yeah.
She rolled up in the Beamer, couldn't have looked cleaner. Skin like coffee, color with little creamer. Sin City, since I've been thinking all of these thoughts in my head, she probably shoot me dead. Goddamn, she got the hoops on, hair bunned up in two, just like a nunchuck. Would I give a fuck? I need to mature myself up, but I fell in love right when she said, I wanna count the freckles on your face. Rearrange and put them in the same place. I'm obsessed.
Sweaty palms as I walk down this empty road. I got a mom but we ain't spoke, and I don't know. I had a heart, don't speak to me anymore. And life get hard, but these last days mean many more. I'm just trying to get my bands up while you running through the banners. I don't understand this. You should find your way. I hate my yearbook photo, I hate my passport, I hate my last name, I hate everything it stands for. I should probably fucking transfer. Blue and brown dance ports, had to pull a transport. I never went to prom, now I'm stuck on the dance floor. Just holding your hand, just holding your hand.
Outside your front door on my twist, I got your emotions set to last. I think about you all the time. I've waited for you all my life. I need you right here by my side.
For mom, I don't wanna go home. I'd rather be alone, I don't wanna go home. It's getting really late, so I gotta go home. Mom's blowing off my phone, so I gotta go home.
I love my mom. Right outside your front door on my 12 speed. I got your emotions tattooed on my sleeve. I think about you all the time. I've waited for you all my life. I need you right here by my side.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Hello, we're back. We're gonna keep talking about Brockhampton just a little bit more at least, or we might just finish off our hour with that. We'll see. So we just played Fangs by Matt Champion, that was the first one. And then we played Empty by Kevin Abstract, that's two of the members of Brockhampton, for those of you who don't know. But speaking of the members, who are your guys' favorite members, if you have preference, or if you can't choose one?
Don't need to turn around. There's so many like shining moments and like different songs. I definitely think with Saturation 3, like, not surprised me, but I just thought it was, like, so, like, specific, like, even better in Saturation 3 than it's been in the past album, so I really like that, and I just, like, his, like, flow was just, like, different in a lot of songs. And, Merlin just has so much character, and so does Jova. I feel like they have the biggest, like, personalities and, like, their voices, and they're, like, the most distinct, so I always enjoy that. And just, like, I have a soft spot for me, and just, like,
me
even
too.
Though he, like, got roasted a little bit and, like, got really angry on Twitter about people critiquing his, like, flow being the same all the time. But I just, I don't know, I like him. He has a cool demeanor. He's very, like, laid back and, like, chill. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Mm-hmm. I would probably say Merlin's my favorite, just because he always sounds, like, really energetic, but even when he's, like, rapping slowly, it's really, like, sounds really into it, and I don't, like, his flow sounds, like, choppy, but I don't know, like, staccato on piano.
Good word.
Yeah, but...
Do you have any preference? I mean, you just started listening.
Yeah, right? No, I've been, like, reading up quite a bit about them. I'm going to say my favorite member is Romeo right now. So I've got Indian heritage, and I think it's not too often that you see a brown guy in the music scene nowadays.
Yeah.
And he kind of brings that influence into Brockhampton, being from Pakistan. If you listen to tracks like Sweet and Fight, you can kind of hear the Indian music influencing the beat. And I think that's something that's particularly unique about them, something that really speaks to me.
Yeah, I mean, the only other, off the top of my head, like, with Indian heritage is Nav, who's from Toronto, but that's cool, because, like, there's more people like that coming out of Canada. But anyways, my favorite members, probably, initially Amir, I was like, yes, like, I like him so much. He's just, like, I thought he was so cool, and I remember in the interviews they did a while back, I think it was, they did Kevin and Roberto, and then they did Amir and Jabari. Yeah, I remember in the interview, the guy who was asking the questions was like, what do you want to be remembered as? And then he's like, I want to be a rock star. Like, I want people to remember me as a rock star. I'm like, I think you are a rock star, Amir. Like, so definitely Amir initially, but lately I think Joba and Merlin, for me, have been standing out so much. And like you were saying, like, Merlin's flow is like sort of choppy, but it's like, it's, there's so much personality. And I like how he sort of, like, purposefully sometimes puts on that sort of accent because of his heritage with Ghana, right? So I think that's really cool, because you don't see that a lot. But then I like how he also will sometimes, like, tone it down and be more, like, serious. And then I think Joba is, like, underrated. Like, they're all very talented. Obviously, Kevin is, like, the main face of the band and, I guess, the leader. And he can, you know, he can sing, he can rap, and it's always good. I think Joba is, like, overlooked a bit because he does that stuff too, and he's also a mixing engineer. He does, like, a bunch of stuff. I just feel like he deserves more appreciation. So, yeah. But moving on, unless you guys, anything else about Brockhampton?
No, I just love him. That's
my
closing statement.
February 26th, Vogue Theater. Good luck getting tickets at this point. Resell is ridiculous.
Crazy,
but
insane.
Most of their fans are crazy, so if you're willing to pay, like, it's gonna be over 200, I'm telling you right now, then you can go say hi to us in line, have a good time, you know. Anyways, moving on, you guys want to talk about SoundCloud a bit, or just artists, not even necessarily from SoundCloud, that you're excited about coming into 2018?
An artist that I didn't find him on SoundCloud, I think I found him through, there's this, like, music, you know, like, how they have, like, NPR and audio feed and all these, like, music things that do live shows and, like, post them online. There's this one called Colors Berlin, and they basically, it'll be, like, a room with a solid color and just the musician. Like, usually it's very minimalistic, and, like, I saw this guy, Benny Males, on it, and he's British. He's, like, a rapper, and I feel like now, especially because grime is so, like, I know, it's, like, rising up and getting really popular, that when people think, like, British rapper, they think grime, but he's not a grime artist. He's like a rapper, like, more American, I guess, style, American influence. I don't know, I just think he's interesting, and he has this song, Mantra, that's, deep. I don't know what deep is, fake deep, real deep, I don't know. But he's cool, so I've been listening to him, and I think he may be getting more attention. His, like, thing on Colors has a lot of views, so hopefully that helps him propel his career or whatever. But yeah, he's cool. Anyone else?
So earlier on in the show, I dissed the Dubai music scene, kind of feel like I owe them an apology. And talking about that, there are quite a few up-and-coming artists out of Dubai on SoundCloud that I actually particularly enjoy. I'm just going to shout out a couple names. There's Smar Sunny, Abirami, a chill step artist called Liminal Roots. If you guys are into that kind of stuff, definitely check them out. You know, there's not too much of a scene, but it's up and coming for sure.
Cool. Anything you guys? Anyone?
Yeah, being from Dubai as well, the music scene. Yeah, I don't really know much. Flower Shop, indie, good indie band. Yeah, check them out on SoundCloud. They're cool.
I really like how we have like people from different places here, because it's just like it shows how diverse UBC is. Mm-hmm. Like I'm from Richmond, but like I'm from here, the Lower Mainland. But it's cool because you guys are not from here, and you all have like different
and
insight.
Similar as well.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy how like we're all connected by like Brockhampton, but then you also like but you also have like these like I never heard of some of these groups and some of these people, and it's cool because like. I remember after like some of the other shows, I would go home and like listen to people we talked about. I'm like, whoa, like, who is this, right? And then you just find stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. I don't really have anyone in particular that is up and coming that's like standing out a lot to me. Or I don't know if they're making a lot of new stuff right now. But I did go to Winona Forever about a month ago now, maybe more. They had an album in 2016, and they had a couple singles recently. I think they're good, and they're a local band, so it's good to support local groups. I also have a friend that I met. I think I told this story briefly last time, but I actually met this guy after one of my exams, because I was just talking about the Jhené Aiko concert that I went to, and I got meet and greet, and I was just, obsessed over her at the time. And I was just talking about it, and he just came and started talking to me, and we just talked for a while, and then we talk all the time now. So I just want to give a shout out to him. That's Andrew Mulat. We played some of his stuff a couple weeks back. But it's really inspiring when you see these artists, you know, on campus and, like, around Vancouver, and you feel like you see potential. It's not just, like, people throwing stuff in and just, like, making whatever. It's, like, you actually see there is something here, and I feel like Andrew is someone who has potential. So like that's just super inspiring, and just makes you want to discuss music more, you know, and just come on the show and shout them out. You want to see people successful from where you're from, right?
Yeah, I also have a friend who she's trying to organize like a show for all like a lot of local SoundCloud artists from like the Lower Mainland area, because she was telling me how like a lot of them want to play shows, but don't want to really organize them, so I think the event's going to be called Locals Only, because it's Locals.
Yeah, we're going to try to get them on, right?
Yeah, she may come. Her name's Pernilla. It's not just her. It's Pernilla. Shout out to Mia, Olivia. But yeah, she's cool. She's going to Brockhampton with me as well. Of course. That's how we're all linked.
We'll meet her.
Yeah, okay. We will. But yeah, so that's interesting. So that'll be coming. The main one's going to be, I think, sometime in the summer, but there may be a mini version happening in March, so we'll keep you posted.
That's
on information.
Really cool. Yeah, we're definitely gonna make sure everyone knows about that.
Yeah, so
I also want to give a shout out to this other guy. He's a year younger than me. His name's Lil Bean. But I said this again, like,
my friend had a meeting with him the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's just really cool because he went from literally no music at all to like in 2017, and now I think he's hit about 140k plays in total on his SoundCloud. So just shout out to Richard, Lil Bean. Good job, proud of you. You know, do you guys want to play one more song from one of those artists?
Just before that, speaking about talent here at UBC, we've got a couple members of a band right here.
Studio.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
It's not a real band.
Trashy band.
We're fake. Okay, if anyone's watched Scott Pilgrim and knows who Sex Bomb is from Scott Pilgrim, it's like that, but bad. Like, it's not real. It's not a real band.
It's not a real band. The songs consist of, like, two chords on the guitar and really violent drums and, like, one sentence for lyrics, so.
Yeah. What was it now? Like, 240p? Like,
yeah,
the
240p
equivalent?
Is, like, the mixtape name, but then the weather report. And we sing about the rain and like how basically the weather.
Yeah,
how it's cold.
We live in Vancouver, you have to. That's all people talk
about.
Yeah,
so it's not a real band. But
yeah. So since Ethan threw us under the bus,
thank you for
I'm gonna pick a song.
Sure.
We're gonna play a Mantra by Benny Mayles, who's the British guy I was talking about.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Benny, I'm a boon. I left the tens on the curb for a 20 on the moon. And I'm like, mind over matter, mind doesn't matter. Soul in collateral, a spine and a spanner in the mix with a madness, I'm a planner. This is the sound of a heartbroken rapper. This is the feel that took a life at large to capture. To hear it didn't develop, poor relic in the action. A masterpiece for many, but just a piece of Benny is the caption. And you are in the presence of what's happening. Ran into the kid that had the plan, a mantra and he sang, each feeling he was missing. Slipping through your fingers like the ganja in your hands. You can that you're ticking, you cancelled out the bland. But I breathe in and get clout, with my eyes shut, I could breathe out. My lungs is fucked up and you can see it in my smile. I'm way too pranked to fall asleep now.
My mantra,
everything happens for a reason.
My mantra,
that's something that I happen to believe in.
My mantra,
I'm wishing that I didn't but I need it.
My mantra,
spending time looking for a meaning.
My mantra,
everything happens for a reason.
My mantra,
that's something that I happen to believe in.
My mantra,
I'm wishing that I didn't but I need it.
My mantra,
spending time looking for a meaning.
Mind over matter, mind doesn't matter. Soul in collateral, spine and a spanner in the mix for the madness, I'm a planner. This is the sound of a heartbroken rapper.
Each piece fell apart like a fracture when I realized that you don't answer to your actions. And then I smile, cause I can see it's just a fraction. The other side was matched up, prioritized mantra. Wide eye, eyesight, spitting from my mind. I gotta close my fucking eyes just to look inside. I gotta close my fucking eyes just to look inside. I gotta close my fucking eyes just to look inside. My lungs black, my heart blue, everybody's dark true. But who knew you'd be talking Green Street until I passed you. Made me pass you faster when you create a tantrum. I know that I can't stand it, I relay my mantra.
My mantra,
everything happens for a reason.
My mantra,
that's something that I happen to believe in.
My mantra,
I'm wishing that I didn't but I need it.
My mantra,
spending time looking for a meaning.
Mind over matter, mind doesn't matter. Soul in collateral, spine in the spanner. In the mix for the madness, I'm a planner. This is the sound of a heartbroken rap.
The age of the rage, born in the grave. The post-creation stage, cause for the cancer. Calls for the paranoia, on course for disaster. Disaster, or whatever that you ask for. You get it back swinging like this track via karma. You get a snap moment in the back of Eric Armour. I made my way day to day to duppy every dancer. I'm cruddy but I'm calm though. Yo, can't you see it in my stance though? At least until my anxiety acts up. Raw wrist splits and my fix be a paper bagger. And that's a quick fix for someone looking for an answer. I breathe through my chest and I dream through my mantra.
Okay, that was, what was that? I see ya.
Mantra by Benny Mayles.
Mantra by Benny Mayles, thank you. And we're just finishing up here. This has been the Music Collective from CITR 101.9. We are in the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at University of British Columbia. Beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, right? Bad impression, better in person. So we're just gonna finish off with some Princess Nokia. Right?
Yeah, this is Saggy Denim, featuring Wiki.
Okay, cool. And just shout out to everyone who's listening, all my friends, all of your friends.
Shout out to everyone in the nest right now.
Shout out to y'all working hard. It's almost reading break. Hey, Aaron, I see you.
Hi.
Yeah, someone's waving at me. Also, I just want to give a shout out to my friend Timmy because he's been listening like every time, and he was like, "Yo, give me a shout out." I'm like, "Okay." So there you go, Timmy. Timmy Avatar. You got it. So Princess Nokia.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening. See you on Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Music Collective CITR 101.9. Thanks. Sorry, we're just having some technical difficulties here. I see I just closed her laptop and she was playing a song, so I just gotta talk for a minute because we don't want dead air on the radio. Yeah, okay, we're just gonna play an ad. Sorry about that. It's okay, it's Friday, it's reading break next week. Student power, it's okay. Don't worry about ICO, okay? Okay, we're just gonna play an ad. Thank you for listening.
I'm Melissa. I'm a settler from Epiquet, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at citr.ca to get involved.
Watch out, man. He's coming around the corner. He's the watch out, man. He's coming around the corner.